On this episode of Sell TV, breakthrough, breaking news in detox. I may have tipped my hand in some of the past shows about the new and improved Cytodetox. Well, in this show, you're gonna hear all about it. This is truly a game changer in detoxification, and I believe a game changer in helping the epidemic of conditions that right now people are struggling to fix. This is a show that you're gonna want to watch and share, and I am here live on right here on in Systemic Formulas, and I am here with the biochemist himself, Dr. Shane Morris, who made some new technology possible to fulfill a vision and a dream that I've had about detoxification for a long time. He made it happen. Stay tuned for a game-changing Cellular Healing TV. On location today at Systemic Formulas,
right,
with my favorite, our favorite biochemist, Shane Morris. I always say that, don't I?
That's great.
He is our favorite because we've developed a lot of product together. You've developed more product than me, but we've developed some specific products together. Okay, today's topic. This is breaking news. You know, most people don't know that we've been working on a new site of detox for a while.
Unless they come into your show and
You know, I had a vision. I mean, when we talk about detox, and all of you know this, right? I talk about all the pitfalls in detoxification, right? Cellular detox. If you haven't seen it, if you're new to the show, go back, watch. I have a lot of episodes on why real detox has to be at the cell. We have a little cool cell here today, but anyways, why real detox has to be at the cell and the pitfalls of a lot of detox products. And right. I'm big into the science. You're the scientist. And you know, you and I laugh at a lot of these products that people bring to the market. And they simply don't work. Some can be dangerous, cause a lot of redistribution. Cytodetox, when it came on the scene, it changed detoxification. It made a lot of things easier, made a lot of things more effective. However, working with hundreds of doctors, I had some visions to take it even to the next level. So we have a new and improved Cytodetox.
Yep.
And you know, this has been in my vision. You know, when I first envisioned this, we got one of the magic parts about Cytodetox is it has these little particles called clinoptilolite. Mm-hmm. It's from a zeolite molecule. And we got them in a range that's able to cross the gut, which was a big issue because zeolite particles, big particles, wouldn't cross the gut.
Right.
But, and also into the membranes, into the cell, and even crossing the blood-brain barrier. But the vision was this. I want some particles that are bigger, that have even more binding capacity, and that they don't cross into the membranes because that would minimize redistribution. So folks, if you can imagine this, we have small particles that have the ability, it doesn't look that small, but this is a clinoptilolite particle with a binding capacity. It has the ability, the small ones, to cross into the membranes and create detox. However, I wanted some bigger particles that stayed outside the cell, right? So we'll kind of go halfway with this.
And a medium size.
Right, medium size. So I always visualize this as two different products. One that we use to cross into the membranes and one that we use out here to basically clean up, if you will. Minimize symptoms, you know, better binding capacity, all of that. The problem when I took this to you and others, they said, well, the problem is these bigger particles, they don't even cross the gut. So that's one of the issues. And we were kind of at a standpoint for some years, but the new and improved Cytodetox, we're gonna talk to you about how we broke through some of these challenges. So the new and improved Cytodetox has more than just a broader range of size particles. We have small ones, we have medium, and we have even really big ones that probably don't even leave the gut, but that could be a really good thing. We'll talk about that. So imagine a new product. Here, the old product, a lot of small particles, breakthrough in technology, has the ability to cross into the membranes, transform detox. My vision was, let's get some bigger ones that clean up. We could go at a higher dose, minimize symptoms, more effective binder, and even bigger ones yet that don't leave the gut. We did it in one product, and that was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's pull back a little bit. I talked about, that's the breaking news, so, but let's pull back into this technology. zeolites. Let's just give some people a little reference about these things. And why they're good for detox.
And I like to frame it in, what we did for this new product was we put it in three steps, or we made it a three-step process. So it's actually very difficult, and it took a lot of time and it took a lot of energy to intellectually and physically get through each of the three steps. You've talked about one of the steps, and that is this new distribution of particle sizes.
Yeah.
And that benefits us in a couple of ways, which we'll get back into.
And let's not bore people, but let's at least give them the Dalton size.
Yeah.
So the old product, which was extremely effective, it had from what size to what size?
200 to 600.
Okay, so 200 to 600 size Dalton. So we'll call that this size. Okay.
And now we've gone from 200 up to 2,000 plus.
So we went from here, we have particles this size.
Right.
In about the same number, by the way. And then we have particles up to here. And then in some different ranges. We have some particles this big. We have some particles this big. But we have a range from 200 to 2,000 versus 200 to 600.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll get back to why that's important in a second. The first step, however, though, you mentioned zeolites. Zeolites tend to be a heavy metal burdened product because you pull it out of the earth. And in the earth, that's what one of their jobs is.
Right.
They filter. They're an ion exchange product, and they can filter in and trap heavy metals.
And by the way, let me stop you there. We had, the health ranger, Mike Adams, he was like, great, zeolites are great for binding, but they're dirty products.
They are.
And he tested the last site of detox, and he was shocked that, hey, this didn't have all of the heavy metals that all these other zeolites on the market have. So he was impressed with the cleanliness of the last product. However, when we start making more particles, we could run into more problems with some of
the... One of the challenges with zeolites is you'll notice that most of them on the market, the vast majority that we've tested, they have contaminations or heavy metal contaminations. So what they do is they dilute them to a level that contamination is minimized.
Mm-hmm.
But it also minimizes the zeolite product, which minimizes its binding capacity. So
Absolutely. One
of the first steps was to clean the zeolite, clean this clinotil.
So we needed a new cleaning process, especially because we have more particles and we get bigger particles that potentially have such strong binds. We better clean
have
it
a lot
even
more
better.
Heavy metals
right, exactly.
And, to put that in perspective, most of the zeolites we tested, you like to keep things under a half a part per million. That's 0.5 ppm or 500 ppb. Again, that's boring stuff. But when we were bringing in zeolites to do this, they were testing 20, 30, 40 parts per million. That's extremely high. And the only way to either do that is clean them, thoroughly clean them, and we had to create new technology to do that, or dilute them, right? So many companies just dilute them.
Right.
We opted for the cleaning step.
But you dilute them, you get a cleaner product, but you lose the efficacy.
You do. So we decided that's not going to work because new and improved means let's raise the level of clinotilolite in
the
formula,
yeah.
But it's got to be clean.
Yeah.
So we went through a number of steps, it's now clean.
Right.
Yeah, we're testing below, in some cases, 0.2, 0.1. It's a much, much, much cleaner product. That's the starting point. So once we had that, we knew we could then take it to the next steps, which is step two and three.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned step two, which is changing the size of clinotilolite.
Bigger range.
Right, bigger ranges. And that really affords us a couple of cool things. One, as you mentioned, it can permeate different tissues.
Huge.
It can stay within the GI. But from my perspective, as a formulator and scientist, it also does a few things. It becomes more soluble when it's smaller, which means we can do the step three. It has to be soluble in order for step three to work, which we'll get to. And secondly, the binding capacities change dramatically from size. So if I only delivered this particle size to the body, I have very limited binding capacity in the center of this sphere.
Right.
And that's one of my challenges. But if I deliver this product, I can now bind
more. Right.
If I deliver this product,
holy cow,
there's increasing evidence that this product not only binds multiple heavy metals, but it can also start binding larger molecules.
Yeah.
And we're going to do some studies to help prove that. But now you and I are now looking at larger organic molecules that can fit inside.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, go ahead.
Mycotoxins is one.
Absolutely.
Of them,
right? Mycotoxins, heavy metals, of
and
course.
And there are others we want to look at.
Right.
But now we're talking big. So there's a gradient that we can create. Now,
now
we're looking at different versions. These are going to be less soluble. Mm-hmm. So they're going to stay in the formula and then stay in the GI. These are going to be moderately, and then these are going to be highly.
Right.
So they're going to be trapped within
phase
three.
And that's brilliant. I always say you want some to stay in the GI because that's where a lot of toxins get dumped. But we want these guys to cross the GI but not into the cell. These guys, we want to cross and into the cell. So that's the brilliance of the new and improved formula here. But okay, so the problem was, is when I brought this to scientists and you in the past, that it's like, okay, the problem is these guys, let's say these medium guys, we can't get them across the cell. And of course we can't get these guys across, I'm sorry, the membrane. We can't get them across the membrane.
Yeah, it's difficult.
And because I want them in the blood. I don't necessarily want these in the cell, but I want them in and around the cell to clean up. Why is that important for us? Is because it minimizes redistribution of any metals that get pulled out. When we upregulate cell function, we're gonna start moving metals out that may not get bound into these little guys, but now we wanna clean that up. So with these medium guys that don't go into the membranes, we can clean up, and they're great binders. The problem was, you can't get them across the gut. What did we do to solve the problem?
Yeah, phase three of this entire project was liposomes.
There you go.
It's a really old technology, not really old, I mean, it's relatively new, but it's old in the pharmaceutical industry. They have used liposomes to deliver drugs.
What are they?
So much more effectively. And what do they look like? That's a great question. They literally look like a baby cell. They're a bilayer membrane formed by phosphatidylcholine.
Okay, so there's, if we're, here's that medium size we're trying to get across.
We're talking much bigger.
Right, so
these are gonna be
big. It's a
big
fat molecule, if you will, that surrounds this guy. Now, why will this not go across the membrane, but this will go across? I'm sorry, I keep saying membrane, with a gut barrier.
Right, and membranes.
Okay.
So the reason liposomes work is because, as I mentioned, they're a bilayer, just like your membranes. And this bilayer of phosphatidylcholine has a aqueous center, which holds all these.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the bilayer membrane that turns it into a sphere, that almost like a baby cell. When you eat it, you can either leave it in your mouth, or as it's transiting the GI, it fuses with the tissue.
Got it.
And then it can deliver the contents into, the vast majority of the contents actually get distributed into the lymph tissue.
Yeah, which goes throughout the body, though.
And then that, of course, eventually merges with the bloodstream, so they can cross back
Brilliant.
And forth.
Yeah.
And we know this technology works because, the pharma industry has used it over and over and over again to deliver compounds very effectively, raises the efficacy of a compound significantly because it essentially bypasses a lot of the GI issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our case, that's not as critical because this is a tough molecule. We still want to get it into the bloodstream. Fortunately, with clinotilolites, they will transit the GI. And that's a point I want to bring up that nobody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about these organic binders. And I love organic binders, don't get me wrong. But I love them probably for a different reason than everybody else.
Okay.
Everybody else loves them because they're considered binders. I love them because I know that the microbiome alters them, metabolizes them, somehow utilizes them in different ways.
By the way,
I've seen it over and over.
And that's a problem with Corella that is marketed as this amazing metal binder, cilantro.
Yeah.
The microbiome destroys them. And
the problem is they contain so many enzymes. To our 23,000 genes, they have 3 million, which means they can produce enzymes that cut up these organic compounds to use. They want to use them.
So in vitro, they can take cilantro and go, look, it binds.
Right.
But there's no microbiome.
You add a bunch of enzymes from bacteria, that changes the game. Now, I still think it's a benefit to my microbiome.
Absolutely.
But I'm not.
I don't have a problem with Corella, but I have a problem with marketing as this amazing
binder. As a huge binder.
Yeah.
And a binder that's going to make it successfully through the entire GI, holding on to something.
Yeah.
And that I question.
Right. Yeah. So this particle, though,
it's completely impermeable to microbiome.
Right.
Because it's based on a silica-type framework.
Right.
We don't have the enzymes, neither do microbiome. If we did, you'd see the beaches of the world consumed by organisms, right? That's what it's like. It's like sand.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not gonna get consumed. So when it binds up its heavy metals, you've got a much greater potential of exiting, having those exit the body.
Mm-hmm.
Either through all route of phase three, whether it be the urine, skin and the feces,
right?
That it's going to survive.
Yeah. Well, look. Okay. So let's just review. There's three things we kind of zipped right through.
Yeah,
Amari. Number one, why this product is new and improved. Number one,
we had to clean it up.
Yeah. Because we have bigger binders. It binds more. That's good. But we better have a better way.
And we emptied it out. I mean, before there was heavy metals in there.
Right.
By the time we go to size it, this is empty.
Yeah. Ready to bind, right, exactly. Okay, number two, we had a problem, obviously, with size.
Yeah.
Number two?
Size, we broke it into a number of pieces. The small to deliver into tight spaces.
Tissues, right? Exactly. And the cells.
The medium, you know, lymph, blood, mm-hmm. and so on. And then the large to transit the GI.
Right. Perfect.
And we made sure using mass spectrometry mm-hmm. to maintain those distributions.
Right. And then because these guys won't go across the gut readily, then we needed liposomal technology. Right,
yeah.
Which is where we are. Okay, there's one actually thing that we decided. I'm a big fan. You've heard me talk about the benefit of multiple types of binders.
Right.
I believe, clinically, you know, when you look at cellular detox, we have different binders because different binders bind certain things better than others. Different binders go into different tissues. I'm a big fan of multiple binders, right? That's why we use G-Cell.
Indeed.
That's why we use Bind in our process. Okay, so we decided to add yet a different type of binder, which are these
along with it.
Fulvates. So this is kind of the fourth thing. So let's talk about fulvates. Why did we do this?
Fulvates are an amazing binder too, and we were able to get a clean fulvate, right? Again, it's
from
nature.
Big problem.
Clean
yeah.
fulvic acids.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a nice, reliable clean, and it's soluble,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it's going to also be a medium to smaller size particle. But the neat thing about fulvates is one, they can bind both metals and some organics.
Mm-hmm.
So they contribute to the efficacy of the clinotilvite.
Right.
Right. We like the combination effect.
Yeah.
And there's probably going to be a synergy there.
Yeah.
Between the two.
Fulvates really go after heavy metals. You know, talk a little bit about it, because carbon will bind heavy metals, let's call them inorganics in this case, but it doesn't do a great job like people think.
It doesn't do a great job. Remember, yeah. metals are highly positively charged.
Right.
And just straight carbon doesn't carry a very significant mm-hmm. charge. But fulvates have a lot of oxygens in there.
Yeah.
And they have some sulfurs, and there's some other things, organically speaking, that allow us to form these different interactions.
Mm-hmm.
DMSA is a sulfur
mm-hmm.
metal bond, right?
Yeah, no, great binder. Used correctly.
EDTA, same thing, mm-hmm. but it's not
great binder. Yeah.
And those, they carry a slightly negative charge, which attracts the positive. Fulvates can do that
mm-hmm.
much better than just straight
yeah.
carbon.
Yeah, so the point here is by adding different types of binders with this, okay, now you can see why it is new and improved.
Yeah.
I mean, these are visions that, you know, I have had for a long time, and man, it wouldn't have happened without you, that's
nope.
for sure.
And the technology gives us yeah. some flexibility in the future.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt,
yeah.
absolutely. It gives us flexibility in the future, so.
Excellent.
And there's a couple other things that we did better, right?
Yeah.
Hearing from you, right? No plastic bottle. This is glass bottle.
That's right.
And we're not counting drops anymore.
Right.
We're actually
measure
able
them.
To use milliliters,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 0.5 to 1 milliliter standard dose, you know, on this new product. So, yeah. So, I mean, people out there with the old one, that's a really good point. Okay, I'm doing 10 drops, you know, 3 times a day or 10 drops two
right.
times a day. 0.5, starting at 0.5, you're probably somewhere in the zone up to 1 milliliter. Now, when you pull the dropper out, which is also glass,
right.
you can see the 0.5 milliliter all the way to 1 milliliter. So I would suggest starting at 0.5, 2 to 3 times a day, and working up to 1 milliliter,
yeah.
to 3 times a day.
And for those people that read labels, I also want to point out that when I mentioned the dilution effect,
mm-hmm.
when you look at a label and you see something that says clinoptilolite MCG, that's micrograms.
There's a product, many products on the market that you and I look at and go, oh my gosh, they're microgramming this.
Yes. And they had a great idea.
Yeah.
But when you look into detail, it's like, wait, this is just micrograms. We're delivering milligrams, right?
Yeah.
That's a thousandfold difference.
Yeah, totally.
And this product, you know, it's at least 7 times greater than what we had before. There's a lot of things we've done to things like concentration, bottles, measuring.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here talking about it, but let me actually
just
show. Look
it.
At this cool box, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's new too.
That's new too. Right. So it comes in the cool box, and then check
cool
out
label.
The glass bottle. Now, if I opened this up, you'd see that even the dropper is glass. I mean, that's really awesome product.
It's a childproof cap.
Yeah.
Annoying to some people, but it's safe that way.
No, it's good. Good to do that way. So, and by the way, I have to say the liposome, I was super nervous about the taste, and we launched this at our seminar, and everyone loved it. I mean,
a different taste.
Yeah.
Mind you.
Well, because first of all, when you use a you're making something called a MyoSeal, right? That's the liposome.
Yeah, the liposome, like I said, that double membrane, you have to use different ingredients like ethanol,
mm-hmm.
and we use organic ethanol.
Yeah.
And you have to use, we use sunflower phosphatidylcholine,
mm-hmm.
And then we also use organic glycerin, and those three things together help with water.
Yeah.
Because remember, we're trying to form this little baby cell, and all those different ingredients help that form.
Yeah.
If you just do water, or you just do one of the others, they don't form.
Better, you know, a better delivery system.
So it's a real science. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a great
science. Totally. I mean, this is what pharmaceutical companies do to deliver things. So this is amazing. All right, I know you're probably saying, okay, how do I get it? First of all, if you have a doctor that does cellular detox, go to their office. I'm sure they're carrying the product. So, however, I'm going to refer to Matt. You're going to tell him how to get it because there's even an easier, better way. So, Matt, how can people get the new and improved cytodetox?
Thanks, Dr. Pompa. So what we've done to make this really easy on everyone watching this right now and to honor the cytodetox practitioners that are utilizing it in their clinic, and make sure if they have in their clinic, just go to them and they'll take care of you. But what we've done to make it really simple for everyone watching on the show right now is we created this special website, www.buycytonow.com, BUYCYTONOW.com. And what we've done there is we've created a great little video of you, Dr. Pompa, talking about more about the cellular technology. And we've put a special spot in there to continue to honor those practitioners that have clients watching right now. Make sure you put their name in there for the discount. And again, if they're your clients or followers, Dr. Pompa, they would put your name in there. But that just assures that we're tracking this, that there's a practitioner associated with cytodetox, and we just made it really easy that. So go to buycytonow.com, go there now, and that'll take care of the rest. So there you go, Dr. Pompa. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. If I would have done that, I'd have screwed it up somehow. So thank you for doing that. But look, you know, I lost my life to this, you know, and that's why this is, it's always an emotional tie when I'm talking about detox. And I can't tell you how many times a week I'm on the phone with somebody and they're talking about the detox that they did. It either didn't work, and most often actually makes them worse.
Yeah.
You know, and you know this, right? You have to get into the cell for real detox. You gotta fix the cell to get well. More specifically, you have to detox the cell, and even more specifically, you have to go at it in the deep tissues in the brain, right? That's why, I mean, this technology, it's a game changer, man. I always think to myself, imagine if I would have had this when I was getting my life back. You know, I mean, doing the brain phase, getting ALA, a fat soluble that goes into the brain, it no doubt helps get the mercury, inorganic mercury, out of the brain, the deep tissues, but this technology,
And I'm with you. We don't develop these technologies because it's just exciting. We develop them because we have to stay ahead of this.
Yeah,
the challenges are mounting. You know, with the 80,000 chemicals now that we are exposed to.
No, it's a must for people to get their life back. Yeah. But I think the irritating part for me is just the things around detox that are said. I mean, I can't flip on a summit or a podcast and just go railing when they talk about detox, honestly. And oftentimes I call you or send you an email. Can you believe that they say this? And I think scientists, doctors, okay, I give you a pass because you're not biochemists, right? And for me, the only reason I know some of this stuff is because it's been my passion, right? It's how I got my life back. But, you know, it's like as a scientist watching and hearing some of these things that people say about detox or at least detox products, it must drive you mad.
It drives me insane. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do catch ads on this 3-day, 1-day, you know,
10-day,
long as you poop, you're okay. I mean, that is very frustrating.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because it's not addressing anything.
Yeah. When you look at the other zeolite products on the market, when you look at all these detox products on the market, I'm telling you, it's like, I mean, if you just know some basic science, you go, wait a minute. You know, it's like, does that really make sense? Well, look, you know, we made it easy for you to get, and I have to thank you because honestly, this has been a dream and a vision of mine, you know, to do this. And this is a game changer in the world of detoxification and, you know, helping these people that
it is.
Get
their
lives
back. We don't
want
to sit still. We want to keep improving.
No doubt. So thanks, man. Love
you.
Appreciate you.
Love you.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have you on the show because just to kind of give you a foreshadow of what's to come. The microbiome, man.
Oh,
another one of your specialties.
It's the next big piece that we'll add to this.
Yeah, wait. Just wait. There's a product coming out that you've been working on. How many years?
Oh, man. 2008, 7, somewhere there. So 10 years.
Stay tuned for that show. We're going to bring it, man. This is a game changer, too. So thanks, guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks.